AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. A reward of more than $100,000 is now being offered in Germany for the capture of the man suspected of carrying out that deadly truck attack this week in Berlin. He's been identified as a man who had been under surveillance for several months, but he goes by several names and declares himself to be from at least three different countries. A dozen people are still being treated for serious injuries in that attack. Meantime, President-elect Donald Trump is weighing in on that attack and terrorism in general.
In between meetings at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida, the president-elect told reporters watching from a distance the deadly Berlin bloodshed was terrible and wasn't just an attack on Christians.
An attack on humanity. That's what it is. It's an attack on humanity.
And he says attacks like this have to be stopped. Trump adds it proves he's 100% correct in his calls for curbs on Muslim immigration to the U.S. He spoke after conferring with top national security aides and getting the presidential daily briefing prepared by U.S. intelligence. Mark Smith at the White House.
Action has been stalled in North Carolina as the state's legislators were called into special session to consider a repeal of HB 2. It's the measure that has become known as the bathroom law. House Republicans have been meeting behind closed doors rather than bringing a proposal to the floor for a vote. Angered by skyrocketing prescription drug prices, a pair of senators is now urging Congress to block companies from cornering the market on old off-patent drugs. An investigation found several companies had engaged in price gouging to make massive profits from decades-old life-saving therapies. People were buying homes at the fastest pace in nearly a decade last month, but economist Lawrence Yoon says it's still a seller's market because of the shortage of homes that have been offered for sale.
It is because of this lack of supply that is pushing up home values much faster than people's income growth.
Last month, sales were up by 8% in the Northeast. On Wall Street, the Dow's down by just 7 points. This is AP Radio News. There has been a dramatic rise in drug addictions in the U.S., and it's linked to a brand new class of synthetic opioids. DEA agent Russ Baer says some of the new drugs are so dangerous, lab techs dealing with them have to wear hazmat suits.
These substances are so deadly, the molecules are airborne, they come into contact with skin, and you can literally overdose within seconds and die.
China denies it has anything to do with the manufacture of those drugs, but federal agents say they believe the new synthetic drugs are coming into the U.S. from China. Only 30 people were sentenced to death this year in the U.S. It's the lowest number since the early 1970s, when the Supreme Court cleared the way for executions to resume in this country. Queen Elizabeth has delayed her annual holiday trip to her private estate north of London. She and her husband, Prince Philip, are said to be suffering from heavy colds. The palace is not saying when they might be well enough to travel. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.